All right, people, thank you for showing up today. Let's get straight down to brass tacks. I've been looking over this year's numbers, and I have to say, I am far from impressed. Therefore, I've asked the heads of each division to prepare a report for today. Any questions before we begin? Tom?
Yeah, we were promised lunch. What, pray tell, is for, lunch?
A good question. Marty?
We have prepared a fine selection of exquisite fish, including the Algerian bottom shark and a tuna soaked in a sunny delight.
See, that's the kind of ingenuity that this company needs. All right, let's get started. Steven from sales.
Oh, hello all. My name is Steven. For those of you who don't know me, I have a major in ballroom dancing and like a thrilling game of snakes and ladders.
Steven, the report!
Oh, right, yes. Onwards with the report. We found that sales have been steadily increasing. There seems to be a direct correlation between the number of patrons and how locked the front door is.
A real breakthrough. Lewis, is this change reflected in the numbers?
To be completely honest, boss, I haven't been able to match up the numbers on the balance sheets. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. I might as well just leave. No one likes me anyway.
Lewis? You are absolutely right. Please exempt immediately.
Okay.
Before we continue, I would like to inquire once more, what sort of dessert will be for dessert?
We have prepared a delicious palette of delicacies, including a Reese's Pieces and a Flintstone Chewables soaked in a sunny delight.
Well, I don't like Reese's Pieces. I like ice cream.
Say now, you don't like Reese's Pieces? Well, what in good gravy's name is wrong with you?
Sorry, guys. We've gone a bit off topic. Do you think we could wrap this up?
Holy moly, did you hear that guy? It sounded like someone punched him in the throat as a child.
Well, you don't sound so great yourself there, little man. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm sick of this company and the freaks we're in. I'm out of here.
Well, I'm going home.
Well, all the better for me. No one touched the Flintstone Chewables.